Marlo, triggered leftist Facebook employees whine to their bosses to censor Breitbart. By Pam Key on October 25, 2021. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlo, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, appeared on Monday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight and reacted to triggered leftist Facebook employees who reportedly complained to their bosses with the aim of censoring Breitbart. Carlson said, "So the Wall Street Journal got a hold of a bunch of internal documents from Facebook from the company's internal racial justice chat room." He went on to say, "They found, among many other things, Facebook employees are obsessed with the site Breitbart. They hate Breitbart. Breitbart shouldn't be allowed to talk. Why is it on Facebook?" So apparently Facebook cut traffic to Breitbart News by as much as a fifth without telling them. Carlson asked, "So, were you surprised?" "I was a little shocked by how open they were. Were you surprised?" Marlo said. "I was shocked only by the framing of it. The Wall Street Journal put out the story as if it was going to be some sort of damnation hit piece on Breitbart. And it contained a smoking gun in it, which is that these woke SJWs had pressured Facebook's senior management to diminish not just Breitbart, but traffic across conservative media, deliberately cutting down their most engaged users to favor corporate, billionaire-backed multinational conglomerates to promote their news over Breitbart's, which is accurate and incredibly popular and was thriving, if not dominating, on the platform." He added, "There's literally billions of Facebook pages and this one page, for whatever reason, triggers the left at such an unbelievable degree that they have to whine to their bosses to get us censored. Thankfully, it hasn't totally worked, yet, but every Republican member of Congress should take note of this. This came before the 2020 election, Tucker. All their criticisms of us were before 2020. This changed votes, and it changed minds." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.